Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang's difficulties with Helen Burroughs have been straightened out. The police have escorted her out of Rossville, and it's evident that she's not coming back. Freddie has told his young wife, Nora, all about it, too. And as he should have known at the beginning, Nora was not the least bit upset. It's the following day now, and in the living room of the Gibbs home, Nora says to Penny...
Crickets, Penny, wasn't it just like Freddie to think I'd be all upset about Helen Burroughs?
Well, Nora, Freddie means well, but he gets confused sometimes. Mm-hmm. I told him in the beginning that he should tell you about Helen, but he wouldn't listen to me.
I think he learned his lesson, Penny, and if he's ever in trouble again, I'm sure he'll come right to me and tell me all about it.
Oh, I hope he has learned a lesson. I can imagine how you took the news about Helen.
I felt sorry for her.
Did you tell Freddie that?
I certainly did.
Darling, I knew you'd make it clear to Freddie that nothing Helen said would change your opinion of him, but I must say I'm surprised to hear you say you're sorry for her.
Oh, but I am, Penny, because nobody's really all bad. Freddie was bad once, and look at him now. And I think Helen could be the same kind of a person that Freddie is if she were given the chance.
No, I think you're serious.
Oh, yes, I am, Penny. I asked Freddie to try to get in touch with her and send her some money and... Well, even invite her back to Ross.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I certainly did.
Well, from now on, nothing can amaze me.
What's so amazing about it, Penny? She's a person, and we all need things at one time or another, and some of us need them so desperately we do wrong things.
Maybe I should take back my amazement, Nora. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. Darling, it's no wonder everybody loves you. You have the sweetest outlook on life of anyone I've ever met.
Well, if I have, it's because life's been awfully good to me. Oh, Crickets, Penny, all I want is for other people to have the same chance for happiness that I've had. I've been happy nearly all my life.
You're lucky you can say that, Nora.
I know I am. It's probably something Helen Burroughs can't say at all. I doubt if she's ever been happy.
You know something?
What?
You're beginning to make me see things your way.
Oh, no, don't if you don't want to. I may be all wrong.
Your thinking is too fair to be wrong, Nora. Perhaps you and Freddie should try and help Helen, but don't overdo it for your own sake. Oh, before you know it, she'll be taking advantage of you.
I can't completely convince you, can I?
No, darling, not completely. But I'm convinced enough to feel that you're doing the right thing, providing, as I said before, you don't do too much of it. Well, it's getting kind of late, and I promised the Carpenters I'd be at the community center this morning.
Oh, you're leaving?
Yes, darling, I have to.
Oh, well, I want to talk to you about something when you get back.
Okay, I won't be very long. I have to go downtown for a few minutes after I leave the community center, but I should be home by noon at the very latest.
Oh, jeepers. Is this going to be some super swell, elegant place?
Hello there. Where'd you come from?
Oh, I just waltzed in. The door was open, so I thought I'd come in and see what's cooking.
Oh, I see.
I guess you've heard what this place is going to be, haven't you?
Yes, I heard.
The kids all think the idea is simply terrific.
Oh, they do.
Well, outside of dates and what to wear, it's the gang's number one topic of conversation. We've read about community centers and places to hang out with the gang, but we never thought we'd get one in this slug town. My name's Hazel. What's yours?
Penny.
Hiya.
Hello.
I guess you're too old to know what this means to the kids, getting a place like this. You going to work here, though?
Oh, well, yes, Hazel, in a way.
Oh, jeepers, I sure wish they'd hurry up and get this place ready. We're sick of the neighborhood places and the joints downtown. I guess you're too old for those places, too, though, aren't you?
Well, I have a phenomenal memory. I can remember way back when I used to know the joints myself. Tommy, the grill, the Iron Bear, the parrot.
Hey, you've been around, haven't you?
A little bit.
Before our time, though. Jeepers, Penny, do you know when we can come in and take over? The kids want to know.
Well, I haven't quite... Oh, I mean, they haven't set a definite date as yet.
Oh, wait a minute. Your name's Penny. It isn't Penny Gibbs, is it?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Oh, well, mow me down for straw. Wait till I tell the gang I met the big shot and pulled a silly. Oh, jeepers, Miss Gibbs. I didn't know I was...
Hazel, the name is Penny, remember?
Oh, you're even nicer than they said you were. And all the kids in Rossville think you're simply super flam god. Penny, it's really all right to call you Penny.
I don't know why not.
Oh, Jiminy, it's thrilling to meet the woman who was going to marry that rich Mr. Carlton. Penny, you're a regular celeb. You've no idea... Oh, I said the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Hazel.
Mother tells me they ought to have a class in thinking at school. Just nothing but thinking. I'm beginning to see what she means. Oh, jeepers. We were all awfully sorry when we read about that automobile accident.
Thank you, Hazel. But I suppose some good comes out of everything.
Yes. Yes, we're getting this place because of him, aren't we?
In his memory, Hazel.
What was he like, Penny? As terrific as he looked? I saw him once.
Yes, Hazel, he was as terrific as he looked. Would you like me to show you around the place?
Oh, jeepers, yes. I told the gang I was going to sneak in and try to get a look around. Oh, I'd love to have you show me. Pick me up for a four-leaf clover if this isn't being lucky.
All right, we'll start in here, Hazel. And don't hesitate to ask questions. Even make suggestions if you like. Because this place is being built...
Nora, I'm home.
Oh, oh, Penny.
Nora, I told you I'd back in the living room today. Can't you let anybody do anything
for
you?
Oh, crickets, Penny. I didn't have anything else to do, and it wasn't work. No, the house is all done.
I promised Freddie I wouldn't let you do anything like that.
I didn't think you'd start singing Freddie's tune, too.
Nora.
How was everything at the community center?
Oh, the work's coming along fine, darling.
Good.
I had a delightful young visitor.
Huh?
Hazel Peters, very cute little girl. I spent an hour showing her around the place.
Yeah, that's good. Guess almost all the youngsters in town are interested in the community center.
Well, I don't think we'll have very much trouble filling it.
Chances are you'll have trouble with overcrowding.
Well, we can always enlarge the place. Is lunch ready?
Almost.
Good, I'm hungry. Oh, you said that you wanted to talk to me when I got back. Or did I misunderstand you?
No. No, I do want to talk to you, Penny, but I don't know quite how to begin.
Oh, it's as serious as that, is it?
Well, no, it's nothing serious at all. I mean, nothing bad, but just, it's just something that, well, Freddie says we can move into our house in a few weeks.
Oh, I see what you mean, Nora. You'll be moving out. I realized that myself just the other day. I've been wanting to talk to you about it, too.
You know, all the time they've been building our house, I never fully realized what it meant. And strange as it may seem, I'm a little unhappy now that the time has come to move into it.
Oh, darling, you shouldn't feel that way. You're going to have a home of your own now. You should be thrilled to death.
Oh, crickets, I am. But, Penny, I'm sad about it, too. Oh, I wish I knew how to tell you how I feel. I thought I could,
but... I know, Nora. And I can honestly say that I feel as you do. I hate seeing you leave. But then I'm only thinking about what I'm losing and not what you're gaining. It's been so wonderful having you here. And when you leave, I'll feel as if I'm losing a sister, Nora.
I feel as if I'm leaving home.
You're not, darling. What you're doing is going home. And for the first time, you and Freddie can live your own lives. You should be happy about leaving, Nora. Even I'm happy about it when I think of it from your angle.
But you know, living here with you has meant a lot to me, Penny. Well, just think of everything that's happened to me here. Here's where I met Freddie and fell in love, and I was married here, and if I weren't moving away so soon, I'd be having my baby here, too. Oh, Penny, I feel as if I belong here.
Until you married and needed a place and a life of your own, you did belong here, Nora. And except for the reason you're leaving and the wonderful things ahead of you, I'd like you to stay here always.
You know, Penny, after I'd been here just a little while, I thought I was going to stay here always. And I wanted to, even though I knew I would be leaving someday. But, well, that seemed so far in the future, I didn't think much about it.
And now that distant future is here, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew, too, that you'd be leaving someday. I didn't know how or for what reason. I hoped it'd be good, but I didn't dream it'd be this wonderful. Oh, Nora, we mustn't be unhappy about it.
I know, Penny.
It isn't as if you were moving to another part of the country or the world. Oh, Nora, you won't be very far away, and we'll see each other every few days, maybe even more often than that.
Oh, I hope so. I don't want our friendship to stop just because we stop living in the same house.
It won't, Nora. We have too many things in common ever to part company for good.
Yes.
And you and Freddie will always be members of the family.
The country cousins, I guess.
Oh, yes, but definitely the relatives we shun.
Seriously, though, Penny, since I am going to be leaving soon, you'll have to get somebody to take my place.
I'm afraid no one will ever take your place, Nora. But I will need someone to help with the children and the house.
Well, unless you've already thought of it, I have somebody in mind.
I haven't thought of it at all.
Well, you know the farm just beyond ours, don't you? The Grundy place?
Oh, I know where it is, but I don't know the Grundys.
Well, I know that Sarah Grundy is a marvelous housekeeper. And, well, she has practically nothing to do at the Grundy place anymore since her children have grown up. And I think she'd be wonderful if you liked her.
I imagine I will, don't you?
Well, Sarah Grundy is used to having her own way and doing things when and how she wants to do them.
Oh,
things.
I see.
But she's really good, and when you get to know her, you can't help but like her.
Well, we'll talk about it some other time. You're not leaving yet.
All right. And if we don't find somebody else, well, maybe I'll bring Sarah in to see you sometime. Crickets, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm being foolish, but what if somebody taking my place in this house makes me want to cry?
Oh, no. Darling, you mustn't feel that way about it. Don't you know that you're the one person I know who's found happiness? Darling, I'm flattered to realize that you feel some sadness in leaving here, but you shouldn't.
But I can't help it, Penny.
Yes, you can, Nora. Look, just think of what's ahead of you, because that's where your real happiness lies. And you really don't know how lucky you are.
So Nora Lang is soon to move out of Penny's house into a home of her own. Is this change in her household going to have an effect on Penny's life? And will Penny ever find the happiness that has come to Nora? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger's store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money. Because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.